This week, we've been playing you a sound that you may have heard before.
Okay. Timers, are you all set to zero?
Yep.
Yes.
Brunos, listos? Unos, dos, vámonos!
If it sounds familiar to you, that's because we've played this for you before, exactly 1 year ago. But none of you knew what it was. It was the first time Audiograph ever stumped you. So we decided to give you another chance. To learn the story behind this sound, we sent KALW's Julie Kane up to Sonoma County to meet the people who make one of California's signature exports possible.
I'm at the Shiloh Hill Vineyard in the countryside just outside Santa Rosa. It's one of the properties Rosie Chavez manages with her husband, Marcelo.
We manage for the growers. We have growers that are owners of the vineyards, and they hire us to do their vineyard work. Harvesting, pruning, suckering, tying vines, sometimes replanting vines.
In other words, all the hard agricultural work it takes to make your glass of wine taste so good.
Today they're pruning down the branch down to where the bud's at.
Pruning is in full swing right now all over wine country. It's when field workers cut back grapevines by hand to make sure they're ready to produce the next season's fruit. It's an essential part of making sure the new crop is the best it can be.
People don't realize how hard it is to do this work. You know, it would be nice if wineries would start doing tours and letting people know where these grapes come from and how they're produced, because a lot of the farm workers have a lot to do with it.
We make our way into neat rows of bare brown grapevines, tangled around wires that are strung chest high between sturdy wooden posts.
And then here, I'll introduce you to my husband.
Hola.
Rosie's husband, Marcelo Chavez, and his crew are hard at work. Speed and an intimate knowledge of the plants are key. The best pruners use clippers to cut quickly and precisely, pulling dead vines from jangling wires as they go. It seems simple, right? Just cut off the dead branches and move along to the next plant. But there's a lot more to it, as I'm about to learn.
Ah, se corta este? Yeah, yeah.
Así?
Sí.
No.
Bueno, se puede hacer esto así. Se corta eso. Uh-huh. Así, y aquí, esta dirección.
¿Y por qué no aquí?
Chavez patiently shows me how to prune. It's a skill he's been perfecting for almost 25 years, ever since he first came to the U.S.
Para el futuro se puede dejar aquí una... Un chiquito, un botoncito de aquí. Uh-huh. Se corta ahí. Sí, de ahí.
Ajá. Okay.
See this little bud, he says? It's like a little button. You don't want to cut it too short, and you don't want to leave it too long. A half inch is about right.
Una media pulgada, una pulgada es más o menos lo que tiene que dejar todo el tiempo.
Now, I am doing this while holding a microphone in one hand, but still, that's no excuse for what a bad job I'm doing. This is hard work, no matter what. You have to judge exactly what to cut and where to cut it, and you have to do it very fast, or you don't make a living. And just to make the stakes a little higher, if you make a mistake, you could ruin the plant, which is a problem. Some of these vines have been producing grapes for generations.
Yeah, y se corta este también de aquí. Ajá,
aquí.
Exactamente. Yeah, está bien, perfecto.
Pruning is such an important part of the wine industry that there's a contest for which vineyard has the best pruners in the whole county. They're judged on speed, accuracy, and the quality of cuts to the valuable vines.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, entonces soy lista para la competencia.
Oh, bueno, mañana está bien, buena.
I tell him that I'm ready for the pruning competition, but in reality, there's no way I could do this work after such a short introduction.
Believe it or not, my dad's been doing this all his life, and I've never been able to get it, so it's really a task.
They make it seem really simple, right? They're like, oh, you just do this, and, you know, just like here.
Yeah,